Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 17, I want you to think about what the Bible's saying here, and then I'll make a couple of brief comments at the end of it, if I can do brief. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Or as becometh saints, excuse me. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. I read all that to read this verse right here. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. I read all that to say that, this. There's some places that some of you are visiting on Facebook that are wicked and ungodly. You are partaking in the unfruitful works of darkness, and I know that you are, and it's one of the things that's hindering this church, because I see some of the emails that have come in through, and they've got filthiness in it, and it's hindering this church. One of the reasons why we can't have revival is we're dwelling in the unfruitful works of darkness. We're wicked to the core. We're not living by the holy standards of God's word. And if we do not repent, Brother Josh just got up here weeping just a minute ago, we will lose this church. We're dwelling in the unfruitful works of darkness. And I have it. I've seen it come in via the email. It's filthy and it's ungodly. You need to repent of it and get it out of your life. Don't mean to be ugly, but a spirit of God that dwells in me cannot tolerate that sort of thing. I cannot come in and worship in an atmosphere where I know that's taking place. It's out there, folks, and it's wicked and it's ungodly. It offends the spirit of God that dwells in you. It offends the spirit of God that dwells in me. We cannot continue in that venue, in that area. We've got to get out of that. We've got to get away from that, where we'll not have any power. I taught this morning in Sunday school on hell. And one of the things that I hit really strong this morning in Sunday school was the fact that our Christian conduct is sending a lot of our loved ones and our friends and family to hell. We're sending them to hell because we don't care enough to get the filth out of our life. Facebook, for most folks today, is filthy, it's ungodly, and it's wicked. I don't know how many things that I've heard here in the last 3 years. I'm not on Facebook. And unfortunately, my wife is on Facebook, and I get some things that come in via Facebook that are wicked and ungodly. Most Christian folk would be better off if they just put it away. Put it away. Because it's hindering your Christian life. It's hindering my worship in this church, and I'm selfish with that. I want to walk up next to God. And when you walk into a cesspool of where you're tolerating sin in your life and you're putting up with stuff in your life and you won't put it out of there, you're hindering what this church can do both evangelistically and also what we can do in here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to repent. We need to get our hearts right with God.
Listen, folks.
We used to preach against the television, against Hollywood movies. That pales in comparison to what we have today. It pales. Today what we have got is so wicked and ungodly, it amazes me that God even bothers to show up sometimes. Especially around here.
Yes, sir.
If you're, I saw an email this week, and I saw the headliner on it. And the headliner had a cuss word in it. So what I done is I got into the email and I clicked on it and went to the website where it was at, and you would not believe the ungodly filth that I saw there. Ungodly. And you want to come in and worship the Lord in the house of the Lord? You cannot do that and have such trash like that in your life and coming in through your computer, through your cell phone, and through anything else that you read. You just can't do it. I cannot be. I am constrained. This church is the best church that I've ever been in my life. I don't want to see this church die. You know what kills a church? Sin kills a church. You know what else kills a church? The toleration of sin. The toleration of it. If you've got men in this church who are leaders in this church that will tolerate sin and won't stand up and rebuke it, then that'll kill a church too. You're exactly right, sister. We get used to the dark and we dwell in darkness, and the things that should bother us don't bother us anymore. How much do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? How much do you love Him? And do you show forth your love of the Lord Jesus Christ by the stuff that you look at on Facebook?
That's good.
By the stuff that you watch on television? Somebody will use a filthy four-letter word or take the Lord's name in vain and you won't switch the channel?
There you go.
Most of you would be better off to pick that piece of that sewer up and throw it out your house and throw it out. You'd be a whole lot better. This church would have a whole lot more power on it. We used to preach against television. We used to preach against the Hollywood movies. Now we need to stand up and preach very strongly against Facebook, against the way cell phones are being used, because it's wicked and ungodly. God's not happy with it. It chokes out the Spirit of God. And I know this is very confrontational, but we're in a confrontation with the devil. He goeth about seeking whom he may devour. And he's eating a bunch of you up through Facebook. He's eating a bunch of you up through your cell phones. He's eating a bunch of you up through what you put in front of your eyes, the television and everything. He's eating you up. He's a lion. And if you ever saw how a lion tears its prey, it has no mercy. And he'll not have any mercy on you because he wants to destroy this church right here. We are a light in this community. We are a light. I believe that many of the folks in this church are saved, unlike most other churches. I believe that. But I also believe that saved people can get backslidden. I don't even like to use the word backslidden. They can get into sin. They can get into sin, and then they get cold-hearted. And I think it's already been said, too. Not only do they get cold-hearted, they will quit doing the things that they know they ought not to do. I'm not talking about an act of sin. I'm talking about some things that they know they ought to be doing. They'll quit doing them because their heart will become hardened, and they won't care about the lost out there. They just won't do it. I encourage you to clean your lives up. I know that this is hard, but... I don't know how much more of it I can take.
Me either, brother.
I don't know. Brother Ben gets up here and he preaches his heart out.
Yes, sir.
He preaches his heart out. And people are not receiving the preaching.
Right.
Brother Klein gets up. And you know how frustrated Brother Klein gets. Any idea how frustrated he gets? Because he sees what's happening. We need not just to weep over our sin. We need to confess it and forsake it.
There you go.
If you've not forsaken it, you have not repented. What you're doing is you're telling God, I want nothing to do with you. If you won't repent and forsake it, I want nothing to do with you, God. Cease from before me, Holy One of Israel. Cease from before me. That's what you're telling. Because he'll put you on the shelf.
Yep.
He'll put this church on the shelf. And they ain't none of us want to see that happen.
No, sir.
I said I wasn't going to preach when I got up here. But I'm sharing my heart with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Would to God that we would become heartbroken over our sin.
Oh, yeah.
Would to God we'd be able to weep and then do something about it. Instead of weeping about it, coming up here and shedding them crocodile tears and then getting back up and going back out and doing the same thing that you've done all week long with no change. We need to repent, folks. Who is your priority? Is Facebook your priority? Is this church your priority? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your priority? Is your lust your priority? Is what you want your priority? Is it, or is your priority that which the Lord Jesus Christ desires for you? You'll never have any power with God until you yield it all over to Him. You are what you watch. You are what you read. You are what you live, not what you talk. You are what you live, not what you talk. I would to God we had some power in American Christianity, because if we did, we wouldn't have the filth that we have like we got in the White House.
Amen.
That demon would be gone from up there. He's wicked and ungodly. but he is a direct indication of the spiritual condition of this country. We elected him. Ungodly Americans elected that ungodly devil. When are we going to get real with God? I would urge you to repent. Repentance is not just for salvation. It's also for restoration of fellowship. Repentance is a turning from your sin and a turning to God. It's a turning from serving your flesh to a turning to serving God and wanting to show up in God's house, wanting to be faithful to God's house, wanting to please God, wanting to live a holy life, not wanting to put filth before you.